Episode 227.
If your people can't trust you, you've lost everything, and then you can no longer lead. So trust is truly, and I believe that, the only currency a leader has. And once you lose it, you can no longer lead.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
On Point.
Welcome, aftermarket professionals, to Remarkable Results Radio and to episode 227 and the first part of a three-part series on the University of the Aftermarket's Leadership 2.0 Executive Leadership Course with Sierra Pagoda. Hey, Carm Capriotto here. Welcome. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. They are the reason you enjoy these interviews twice per week. Now, when you need innovation and quality, you need Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Anco, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. As you've discovered, there are so many sources to listen to the aftermarket's premier podcast. You may be on Apple Podcasts, formerly iTunes, or iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, or even on my website. You can also listen to the podcast on any iOS or Android mobile device with my own free app. Search for Remarkable Results Radio and install, and in 2 minutes later, you'll have all the episodes right at your fingertips. Hey, you can find this week's show notes at remarkableresults.biz/E227. And there you'll find Sierra Pagoda's bio and key talking points from this episode. Just before you hear part one with Sierra Pagoda, I want to remind you of the weekly live Town Hall Academy forum that we do every Friday at 12 noon Eastern. Now, you get a documentary-like forum of your industry peers that drive a discussion on a single trending subject. Now, if you missed the live academy, you can always watch every one of them in HD video on my learning page. Just go to remarkableresults.biz/learning. Hey, you can even create lunch and learn time around the academy replays. Now, having been a graduate of this University of the Aftermarket program when it was called 2010, just a few years ago, I felt that a three-part series with a program participant and graduate would interest my listeners and showcase this important educational industry opportunity. Leadership 2.0 is an intense and intellectually challenging two-week executive development and learning experience that's deeply rooted in the theoretical and practical application of automotive aftermarket leadership principles. Previous attendees have represented manufacturing, retail operations, warehouse distributors, jobbers, association management, program group management, and yes, service professionals. Now, the service professionals I've spoken to that have attended Leadership 2.0 tell me that their understanding of the entire industry was expanded and that their respect of the importance of their role in the auto care industry was really solidified. Lifelong friends from all segments of the industry are formed at Leadership 2.0. Now, when I got the idea of doing a three-part series, I spoke to Brian Cruikshank, the director of the University of the Aftermarket at Northwood University, and he suggested I interview Sierra Pagoda. I'm glad he did, and so will you. You can hear Brian in his own episode with me in episode 75. Now, meet Sierra Pagoda, sales manager at DePaco from Reno, Nevada. As you will discover, she brings an energizing insider's view of this executive-level course. This is part one, and we talk about the first week held at Northwood University's Midland, Michigan campus. And keep in mind, there are two additional episodes that round out this series. Part two, episode 228, discusses the project. And part three, episode 229, features the final and second week of the course, along with the finished project. See the show notes page for episode talking points and additional bio information on Sierra Pagoda, sales manager DePaco, as she shares her experience at Leadership 2.0. Here we go. Hey, welcome, Sierra. How are you?
Good, Carm. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I am thrilled. I am so excited about this mini-series we're going to do on Leadership 2.0. So tell us your background.
I was born and raised in Carson City, Nevada. Grew up very involved with anything and everything that I could do, get my hands on, from athletics, student government, really volunteering church, whatever it could be, you name it. During my college career, I attended the University of Nevada, Reno, continued in the path of involvement. I continued dancing and doing leadership while I was there, was the president of my sorority, and studied in Florence as well.
Wait a minute, Florence, Italy?
Yes, Florence, Italy.
What a great opportunity.
Best thing I ever did. Definitely, if I could do it again, I'd be over there right now.
Now, that's north, right? Northern Italy, right?
Yes.
And that's what, the white sauce or the red sauce?
Well, if you'd asked me, it was any sauce I could get my hands on at the time. So.
Excellent. Good answer. Thank you.
Yeah. The food, the wine, anything that you could get your hands on while you're over there and in college. Yes, I ate my way through Italy. So I came back from Italy, finished up college, and actually I coached in college, coached cheerleading because I danced and cheered in college, like I mentioned. And that's how I met my current boss, John Walker. I coached his daughter while she was in high school, which is very interesting. Hey, they always say it's not what you know, it's who you know, which is a fun fact.
And it worked for you, yeah?
Yeah. So I've been at DePaco now for 12 years, started here in purchasing. And I'm in sales, running our sales team. On a personal note, I'm married to a wonderful man named Josh, have two busy little boys, two fat bulldogs. And in our spare time, we go boating, we wake surf, spend as much time as we can outdoors and keeping up with our little guys.
So we've got one full life going on here.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're an aftermarket professional running a sales department. And so what does DePaco do?
Our company mission at DePaco is to do the impossible in the North American diesel automotive aftermarket. That's a mouthful. So say that three times fast and you will get a reward.
But I like that. Do the impossible.
We like to help our customers find out what they can do instead of saying, no, you can't do that. That's really our goal, is to help them find out what they can do. We're 100% employee owned. So it's very important for us to have our customers install product with assurance and let them know that we understand where they're coming from. We all have a stake in this company and we know that they have a stake in theirs as well. We work with a lot of mom and pop shops. We also know that a lot of companies in this industry are family. We like that feeling as well. We never want them to think that we're so big that we don't know what's going on or that we're not in touch with all of the employees here in our company as well. I can stand up and walk out and talk to anybody here. It's very important that they know that is really ingrained and rooted in our companies.
If I was a salesperson for you and I walked into a customer brand new, but I knew that in my mind, I'm here to do the impossible for my customer, What is it that you need? Because I probably can do it. What an exciting way to solve customer problems with that purpose. I commend you. It's great. So you were sponsored to go to Leadership 2.0 from work?
No, actually, I attended the Spring Leadership Days in May of 2016, and Brian talked about the Leadership 2.0 program there, and it really piqued my interest in earning my AAP. Which shortly after I learned that there was a scholarship awarded through Yang every year. So I applied and I was the lucky recipient. And I can't thank them enough for the opportunity because it really was awesome.
And it's big bucks, and that's really great. And so Brian Cruikshank, who's been on the show, who's leading this Leadership 2.0, I picked up the phone and I said, Brian, let's do a mini series with one of your students. And he picked you. So, do you see benefits of Leadership 2.0 in this first week you went to for your career and your company?
Yes, absolutely. The people that you meet or that I met, I'll talk about my experience, obviously. The people that I met and the contacts I made, the relationships that you establish are absolutely priceless. And for me, the understanding of the automotive aftermarket through the eyes of each stakeholder, if you will, was awesome because it's not just salespeople there. A lot of conferences you go to or classes you go to are honed in for a sales or an operations position. And this was everybody. So it was great. And you were able to hear feedback from, you know, an input from shop owners, buyers, sellers, other manufacturers, buying groups. And that was just fantastic. And I can see how in the future, when I need feedback or when I need a resource, I can pick up the phone and reach out to one of those classmates and get some open, honest feedback and input. And I also know that when I make a call to them, they'll answer. It won't be like trying to chase down that one-time contact or that person that, well, I met them that one time and they might remember me. I'll be calling a friend, someone who I bonded with over breakfast, lunch, dinner, plenty of class time as well.
I was just going to say that, the word bonding. I have to tell you, I attended this session when it was called 2010. And you're right. I can pick up the phone and talk to those six other team members. And I have for the last 14 years. And it's right. It's a great bond. And everyone from every area of the aftermarket and every level within it. So how was the level of instruction in your first week? What was your impression of it?
It was good. I'm very lucky. My company, DePaco, they really invest in their people. So I've received a lot of leadership training. And that was one thing going into this, obviously, Leadership 2.0. And that's what you expect is leadership training. So on that note, much of the leadership training was review for me. However, there was really great takeaways that I got from it. For someone in my shoes who's been in the industry for quite a bit of time now, I would have liked a little more push, especially on the financial side of things, but really it was good information and there's always good takeaways. I feel like you can only take away and implement so much from every course or every class that you have. So the refresher is always there. And then there's always something extra to talk about or get input from your classmates anyways. So the conversations afterwards always spurred great conversation and great applicable conversations.
I recall my sessions, and we were at Ohio State at the time, and I was inspired. I'd have to go back and remember which ones they were, but you know, sitting in that seat in that big auditorium style at Ohio State, there were some inspiring instructors and subjects. Can you recall one?
One of the neatest things I really liked was the very opening, Michael Klein, our very opening speaker, the night of our opening dinner, if you will. He did a really great job for setting the tone of the week. And he really talked about listening to your people and how it's important to let them know that you're listening to them and form that bond and not let little things get in between you and your customer. He told great stories. He was a great storyteller. He just set a great tone and it inspired me to really just get engaged right away with the week, if you will. You know, he talked about how you need a panel of people or a really good mentor. And it, again, he set the stage for the week. And I really appreciated that because a lot of times you can get that person who sets a tone and it's not always the best tone and you kind of go, what did I get myself into? But he set the tone of, okay, this is rolling and I'm here for a great week and I'm not away from my family and my home and my job for nothing. This is really going to be something good.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. I believe you would agree that being a top tech is real hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. There, you can get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. When online is your perfect way to learn, do it with Guru's 24/7 online academy with a huge catalog of training course options. And with the Guru's on-the-go technology fleet, they bring the latest products and demos right to your shop. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brands. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. So head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. So Michael brought up the thing about mentoring. Do you have a mentor?
I do. I have a couple, and I really, again, I've been very lucky to work with some great people. I think that in doing so, you get a lot of great takeaways, and the best part about mentors is the honesty. that you get.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. You know, Michael told you guys to have mentors. You're sitting in the audience saying, hey, yeah, I know the value of them. There's just not enough people that have reached out to mentors. What can you do to encourage the people that are listening how to find one? And again, kind of the rules of mentoring, the honesty piece?
One of the things that I found is I really like having someone who isn't afraid to, you don't want someone who sugarcoats it. They need to be honest with you, and it has to be someone that can look you in the eye, and they can have a smile on their face while they tell you it, but it's that honest truth, and it's not always what you want to hear, and it has to be that kick in the pants, but it also has to be someone you trust. I guess everybody has a different way of finding that person. Mine happened to be someone that we worked with here at DePaco. Her name was Christine Crandall, and she helped us out with doing some different marketing. We just had a really great bond, had some very frank discussions. She pushed me in ways that I didn't expect. I liked picking her brain. She's very different from me, which is good. And so I think it's always finding someone who's not really the same as you. The same is not going to fill the gaps. So she filled the gaps for me. She helped me find my blind spots. She helped me find those things that I think they're strengths, but she's going, whoa, 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 you're missing this one over here. And she'll kick me in the pants when I need it.
The best subject from your first session for your career development.
So Frank did this one, and it was called the IOPT. I'm going to take you through the process for the IOPT real quick. So prior to class, we were sent a survey, and quite frankly, I scratched my head on what in the heck we were doing the survey for. I was convinced it was really how they were going to position us for our group projects. But lo and behold, he started us out with the IOPT on, I think it was Tuesday morning, right off the bat after our morning icebreaker that Brian would do with us. And I loved it. The IOPT focuses on, it's your leadership style. And most of us have taken those personality tests, like a Myers-Briggs or a, oh, I don't remember all the names of all of them, but most of us have taken them through the years. And I had never taken an IOPT one that really would show me how I process information and use it as a leadership tool. So we reviewed the styles, and we had some really good chuckles about how to spot the four different styles, and we were split into our four groups. It was pretty funny, but what I took away from it was that we all need each other to survive. And kind of talking about the mentoring aspect as well, you need each other to balance out. So if any one company or any one department is heavily weighted in one way or another, you're just not going to get anything done. And you can't live in a bubble. We've all got strengths and weaknesses. You know, we drive each other crazy. You've got those love-hate relationships. Some are going to drive productivity. You know, there's that push-pull. But really, the IOPT opened up my eyes and got me to realize my strengths, my weaknesses, who I need. It's kind of that coaching aspect. I always talk about a great coach isn't the best quarterback and the best lineman. He's the man who surrounds himself or woman who surrounds themselves with the best to support that. And that's really recognizing your strengths, weaknesses, and who you need to surround yourself with in order to get the job done. And that really helped me see who and where I need to surround myself moving forward, where I need to step my game up. I really liked that that aspect of it because it helped me take away for future.
Is IOPT an acronym for something?
It's the Input-Output Processing Template. Everybody that I talked to really liked it. I'm sure everybody had some sort of takeaway or was convinced that they were or weren't what they were, but overall, it also helped me learn how to better communicate with my team. I tend to be a little more ready, fire, aim. Let's see what works. I'm okay with change. Let's change it up. And, you know, for other people, that's going to drive them crazy. They like a steady path. They like a road to how we're getting from A to Z. And, you know, for me, I don't really need that.
Sierra, has ready, fire, aim been good for you?
It depends on what it has to do with. So if it's a quick reaction to something or if we need to get something done quickly, then yes, it can work.
You said that DePaco has sent you to a lot of leadership classes and you're good with leadership, but did you take anything away?
Yes, absolutely. So I think the greatest lesson, leadership lesson that I took away from 2.0 was that if you're not listening, you're not leading. You have to listen to your people. And that's something that personally, I think too few people do nowadays. We all want credit for something. And without your people and without a great team effort, you're really not going to get much of anything because your people are your tie to your customer as well. And it's very important. And they're your pulse. I know for me, my sales team, if I want to know anything, I've got to go to them. They're my pulse on our customer. And without our customers, we don't have, you know, we're not going to exist. So it's very important for me to know what's going on and listen to them.
So you're all over that. Have you sat down with your sales team and talked to them about active listening? Have you talked to them not to listen to reply, but to listen to learn? Have you done that already?
Yes, actually, we have signs up in our sales area. I'm going to give away all of our secrets right now, but we have, you know, signs up in our sales area, and I always go over the, you know, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. You know, it's all about slowing down and actually listening to your customer and listening to what they're telling you, not listening to what you want to hear.
And, you know, it seems like all the years that I've been in the industry and all the training that you've been given, listening has been in there. Maybe not at the top of the... I mean, they didn't teach us listening in high school or college. They just didn't do it. And today, it's one of the most important things you can know. So, since we've been told it, why don't we do it?
Because it's hard, and it's not what we want to do, right? It's, let me prove my point, and let me get in there as fast as I can. Our brains work so fast, and we've got to reply quicker than you've got your question done. We're answering before the question's even done. I hear it in your tone, and so I've already got my answer formed. You know, so that was another thing we learned, and that was another great takeaway that I had, is that there is so much in person-to-person communication, and communicate in person whenever you possibly can, because nowadays it's so simple to send an email or a text, that non-verbal communication, and we miss a lot with that. But when we send an email, a text, or an instant message, we're missing 92% of the actual meaning of the communication. So with that, I keep telling my people, get off your keister and come and talk to me or talk to your client. So if we need to have a face-to-face, do it. You're going to get so much more done because you'll benefit from the tone. You'll benefit from the eyeball connection. You'll benefit from the head tilt. You know, I always call it the Labrador head tilt. You'll benefit from so much of that than you will the email with the exclamation point in the all caps, because that's interpretation. There's no tone. There's no body language there. And you know what? In the end of the day, it'll also add steps to your fitness tracker. So what the heck?
Oh, wow. What a great idea. Do you think there'll be a revolution someday that pretty much says, listen, enough of this texting, enough of this cold way to communicate. I want to see you. I want to talk to you. I want you to be across my desk. I want you to fly here. I want you to call me. You think we'll ever get to the point where it's just so cold?
You know, I hope not. We've been hearing more and more from our customers, or I like to call them our partners, because we really do partner with them. We're hearing more and more from them that they want to see us again. We toned back a while ago on the travel because we were wondering if we were almost seeing them too much and that it was interrupting their business. And we've found from them that they really like to see us. They like that person-to-person contact. They like to know who they're dealing with, and it's just that human touch. So I hope that it doesn't become that cold, but at the same time, it almost is that productivity that we drive. You just wonder if that's where it's going to go, but I really hope not. And as a person who enjoys human interaction, no matter who it is, I would prefer to pick up the phone. Emails, and that is just not my jam. So
you think back to your session in Midland and your first week with Leadership 2.0. I have already heard you talk about many, many takeaways. Is there anything else that you'd just like to say, hey, Carm, this was another really big takeaway for me?
Gosh, there were so many, and I could go on and on. But there was one that came through the week, and it was talking about, as a leader, that trust is the only currency that a leader has. And I felt that was huge. And I've got that. It's actually sitting here on my computer screen, because your word, and it goes back to the communication, and it goes back to, you know, when you're able to see someone in that eye contact and that body posture and that language that you present, if your people can't trust you, you've lost everything, and then you can no longer lead. So trust is truly, and I believe that, the only currency a leader has. And once you lose it, you can no longer lead. So that was another great takeaway that I had.
So I heard you mention that you were going for your AAP. Now, what is there, 7 CEUs for this class?
Yes, 7 for this class. And I believe now I need to clarify. I'm drawing a blank. I think it's 12.
I think you need 12. How far away are you?
We got a half for Spring Leadership Days. And then I do the monthly webinars, which I think are like 0.3. So once I get through with this, I'll probably have somewhere close to 10, maybe. And then I'll need a couple more. So I'll look at some classes and different things, or maybe a class.
I'm only a few away myself.
Oh. What's holding you back?
All right, jump all over.
We'll have to finish together.
Yes, we will. Oh, by the way, I have to tell you something about listening, and I listened so intently to you, I forgot to say this, because I wasn't listening to answer, I was listening to learn. I had heard this great quote, listen to learn, talk to teach. Isn't that great? It came from a real estate person and some kind of real estate class that they went to. Now, you start thinking about a real estate person going to look for a listing. Listen, learn, talk to teach would be a great, set of principles to have. And same for in the sales world. It doesn't matter if you're selling ball joints or diesel fuel injectors. Trust leadership listening. Wow, great. Fabulous takeaways. So you have a project. And by the way, we're doing a mini series with you. We're going to talk about the steps that Leadership 2.0 is all about. And that would be session one, the project that you have assigned, the project you're going to work on, the project you're going to present, and then the final week. And I'm excited about doing this with you. So having been through this program before, I know that we pick a project name and we work on it. Now, would you be kind enough to share what your project is about?
We are doing emerging technologies. We have not narrowed it down yet. We've actually been a little bit naughty and have not even been able to. Brian, do not get angry with us yet. We actually haven't even been able to arrange a meeting since class yet. It's been really difficult. And I know this is one of the things they're looking to see is how can you arrange all of your different schedules with the time changes and the travel and all of that. And you know, at first I was like, oh, we can do this. But it's interesting. You've got all sorts of demands that meet all of your different schedules. And we've definitely seen that. So, hey, challenge accepted.
I have a great story. I have to tell you this story on our project. And it was right. I think we met twice. And on the second meetup, I had to be in Houston. I live in Buffalo. And the meetup was in Cleveland. But I wasn't going to take a flight from Buffalo to Cleveland, which is like snap your fingers and you're there. But I did have a flight from Cleveland to Houston. Well, I took the bus and my wife drove me to the bus station and she didn't want to leave me alone. What a trip.
You still remember it, though.
Like it was yesterday. And so, yeah, our 2010 class, I have so many incredible memories, and I'll share them with you as the series continues. How do you like your team dynamics?
They're pretty funny. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be very fun. So we're with the emerging technology. We have a team name, and our team name is the Jetsons. And if everybody remembers the Jetsons, the cartoon, you know, they had Rosie the Robot and they had what we now have is the iWatch and all that kind of stuff. It was very, you know, really they were with it. We are now the Jetsons, and they had their flying cars and their autonomous vehicles. So that's what we're looking at. And with Tesla and everything coming up, that's what we're looking at. We've got to narrow it down. But a couple of the guys in the group are super, super into Tesla and some other companies. So they're jazzed about it. I live in Reno, Nevada. And so Tesla, the Gigafactory is being built just, a snap of the finger from here. So it'll be very interesting, the whole thing. It's just the dynamics of getting us all together at this point. But once we do, I think it'll be very fun. We're hoping, fingers crossed, that maybe we can even meet up at Apex and get some stuff done. Who knows how productive that will be, but with the schedules that everybody keeps at Apex.
Okay, let me see. The Leadership 2.0 team, the Yang Group, you're in Las Vegas. Oh, you'll get a lot of work done.
Yeah, it was super, super effective time, right? Yes.
Hey, look, I look forward to our next episode and the one after that. I'm so happy that you're, in this mini-series with us on Leadership 2.0. And until next time, have a good couple of days.
Hey, thanks, Carmi, too.
Thank you, Sierra Pagoda, for your insights into Leadership 2.0, the University of the Aftermarket's Executive Development and Learning Program. Now, this is part one in a three-part series with Sierra. In part two, episode 228, which is next, we'll discuss her team project. And in part three of the series, episode 229, we finish with the final week of the program. See Sierra's bio, special links, and the show notes at remarkableresults.biz/E227. Share and tell a friend about these digital audio broadcasts from aftermarket professionals that bring insights, trends, best practices, and stories of personal achievement. Now, don't hesitate to reach out to me via email at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Drop me a line on show ideas or guest suggestions, or just to offer me your guidance on the show. Also, connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And thanks for your loyal support of the premier aftermarket podcast.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.